Podcast Macabre, episode 36, The Night Stalker by Raymond Gates. Welcome to Cast Macabre, I'm your host, Barry Northam. This week's author is Raymond Gates, a horror writer from Queensland, Australia, and you can find out more about him at raymondgates.com and even more in the upcoming newsletter. I can tell by looking at my records that only about 4% of our listeners have signed up to the newsletter so far, which is a shame for everyone missing out on the free content and news. We set up the newsletter to give you content that can go deeper than we are able to in the limited space we have in the show notes. But if you sign up now, you won't miss out. We're still giving away links to our free wallpapers and a bonus PDF short story in the welcome email. In this week's update, we featured an interview with Keller Hannah Wayne from Step of Fear 6, along with an original poem from the same series as her poem 2 in the Morning. Just visit the show notes or the Facebook page to sign up for free. Now, we have a tale to tell you. The Night Stalker by Raymond Gates. There's a killer on the streets tonight. Me. Under cover of darkness, I prowl past sleeping houses, down darkened back alleys, every sight, sound, and smell telling me a story, leading me closer, showing me the way to my next victim. The tools of my trade are carefully concealed, honed to fine points, perfect in their simplicity, their deadliness. They yearn to feel flesh tear, to taste sweet blood. The shadows are my friends. They embrace me, conceal me, allow me safe passage hidden from prying eyes. They conspire with me. They know why I'm here, what I'm going to do, and they love it. I relish the thrill of the hunt, the waiting, the anticipation, the game, the reward. I thrive on it. Its very nature courses through my veins. During daylight hours, I maintain my masquerade, but by night I am the hunter, the predator, the master of this urban jungle. Anything else is prey. Silence now. I sense her. I smell her. She's coming down the alley. I crouch amongst the shadows, watching, waiting. She is young, soft. She moves quick, but with caution. She is nervous, perhaps even fearful. She has every right to be. Didn't your mother tell you not to walk alone at night? She will make a fine trophy. My senses are in overdrive. My nerves crackle with electrical impulses. My muscles coil like a spring on a trap. My vision narrows, yet sharpens in clarity. All I can see is her, my victim, my prey. At the last moment she sees me, looks straight into my eyes, burning like the fires of hell. She knows what's about to happen. She realizes her mistake. She knows it's too late. I strike like a bolt of muscular lightning. My wicked hooks find their mark. They penetrate skin, tear through flesh, and drink deep. She shrieks in pain, struggles to break free. Oh, my dear, don't you realize? You're mine now. For me, it's about the power, having the victim at my mercy, toying with their mind, giving them false hope, and then snatching it away, tormenting them, torturing them, till they realize that life or death is by my whim, my choice, my desire. Most surrender to me over time, either through exhaustion or resignation. They know it's inevitable. They accept their fate. Not this one. Her leg is broken. It drags as she tries to crawl away. She bleeds from a dozen or more wounds. Organs spill their contents inside her. Yet she still seeks freedom. It fascinates me, but only for a moment. I've grown bored. The hunt is over. It's time to claim my prize. With stealth and guile, I carry her limp, lifeless body back to my home, my shelter, my haven. The sky is lightening. The shadows are retreating. It's time to wear the mask again, to play the role, to hide my true nature. For now. The door opens. I stand proud, my trophy at my feet. Perhaps you saw that coming. In either case, I find it fascinating how quickly a sudden shift in perspective can overthrow one's perceptions and force us to reevaluate our memories and behaviour, as so delightfully illustrated here. Now let's go over to the forum feedback for episode 35, The High Priest by Cdeskin Rink. Cios said, "Phenomenal story. It was like a damn movie. Much props to Mr. Rink as well as the Cast Macabre crew for an excellent production. Gotta get more like this, Barry." Ken Crawford said, "Very cool story, fast-paced and visual. I could see the movie of this story playing out in my mind's eye as I listened. Excellent job." Unblinking said, "So much, actually, that you'll just have to go over to the forums and read it yourself." I always appreciate Unblinking's honesty, and there's quite a lot to say about the story, which is very interesting. Visit forums.castmacabre.org and click the link for episode 35. And finally, a comment from the author. "I do not have the words for this one, Barry. It was absolute sorcery. You could not have possibly done this one more justice. The narration, from all quarters, was incredible. Rene was unreal. This was such a wordy story, and it takes real talent to make it breathe. Abigail did great with Bethany and Bob. Well, Bob was Arden." There's a link in the show notes to Renee's blog where she writes about how difficult it was and all the preparation she put into the narration of that story, and she really did do an outstanding job. As ever, we need your donations, especially regular donations, as this will enable us to increase our payments to authors and bring you great stories. I'm close to being able to raise payments to £10 a story, but not quite there yet. I'd love to offer prorates one day. And we can get there if you help spread the word about the show and sign up for the newsletter in time for our upcoming questionnaire about the show. There'll be a bonus episode for completing that, The Tattoo by Stephen Owen, which is currently in production and nearly ready to go. With your help and participation, we can take this podcast to new heights, or rather, I should say, sink it to even lower depths. Lots of talking this week, my apologies, but I haven't updated you much for a while and there's a lot to say right now. One final note, some people have had trouble downloading episodes. Please let me know directly by emailing admin@castmacabre.org if you're having trouble. We are considering moving to another host, which should help. Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Share it, but don't change it or sell it. Music from musicalley.com, theme music by Penny Factor.